Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Pfizer, ticker PFE, to see where this pharma giant stands after the post-COVID reset and what it could mean for long-term investors. Let's break it all down together. Pfizer has been working hard to rebuild momentum after the sharp drop-off in its COVID products, and the latest numbers show real progress in its core business. New launches and acquired assets are starting to offset those legacy declines, which is exactly what the market has been waiting to see. At its core, Pfizer discovers, develops, manufactures, and sells biopharmaceutical products across the globe, with a heavy focus on oncology, vaccines, and specialty medicines. Under CEO Albert Bourla, the company has been streamlining operations, pushing through cost cuts, and building out a pipeline that now includes over 10 Phase 3 programs. That execution focus is helping shift the story from pandemic-era windfall to sustainable growth. Looking at the revenue breakdown, the biopharma segment delivered about $61 billion in the most recent full year, with the United States contributing roughly $37 billion, emerging markets adding $9.3 billion, and the developed rest of world chipping in $16.2 billion. The key takeaway here is that non-COVID products are gaining traction, especially in oncology and the new acquired therapies that are now driving top-line growth. On the earnings front, Pfizer has consistently beaten estimates, with the most recent quarter showing operational revenue growth of 7% and a reaffirmation of full-year guidance. EPS came in stronger than expected thanks to margin expansion from cost discipline and a favorable mix shift away from lower-margin COVID items. Management is clearly executing on the recovery playbook. During the latest earnings call, leadership highlighted how new product launches and strategic acquisitions are fueling the rebound, while also noting ongoing R&D investments and pipeline progress that could support growth later this decade. They emphasized disciplined capital allocation, including the steady dividend, and expressed confidence that the business is stabilizing, even as they navigate patent dynamics and competitive pressures in key categories. From a balance sheet perspective, Pfizer maintains solid liquidity with a current ratio above 1 and generates robust free cash flow that comfortably covers the dividend and share repurchases. Net profit margins have stabilized around 12% in the latest period, while return on equity sits near 9%, reflecting the post-peak normalization but still supporting shareholder returns. Debt levels are manageable relative to the company's scale and cash generation. On valuation, the stock trades at roughly 19 times trailing earnings and just over 2 times sales, which looks reasonable for a company with Pfizer's pipeline visibility and cash flow profile. The forward multiple hovers in the 8 to 10 range across analyst estimates, suggesting the market is pricing in modest growth, but not yet giving full credit for the mid-stage assets maturing over the next few years. Strengths include a diversified portfolio, consistent earnings beats, and a maturing pipeline that positions the company for renewed growth. Weaknesses center on the ongoing patent cliff risks and integration challenges from recent deals. Opportunities lie in oncology expansion, GLP-1 entry in key markets like China, and further cost synergies. Threats include regulatory hurdles, competitive intensity in weight loss and oncology, and potential margin pressure if new products ramp slower than expected. Over the past year, the shares are up only about 3%, lagging the broader healthcare sector, while the 3-month and 6-month windows show more constructive momentum around 9 and 5%, respectively. This price action reflects investor skepticism that has lingered since the COVID peak, but improving fundamentals could narrow that gap if execution continues. Running the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth gives an intrinsic value right around $25.40, sitting almost exactly at the current trading level. That alignment suggests the market is fairly valuing the base business today, but any upside surprises from the pipeline or faster margin recovery could shift the fair value higher and create an attractive entry point for patient investors. All told, Pfizer looks like a classic recovery story that's starting to click, with the dividend providing a solid yield while you wait for the pipeline to deliver. If you're building a healthcare position for the long haul, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. Drop your thoughts in the comments and hit subscribe for more deep dives. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.